this could be quite fun, you know, Jeeves.
I trust so, sir.
On with the narrative, right?
May I, sir?
Of course.
On the particular date in question, you awoke from a troubled sleep, doubtless caused by certain events that had occurred the previous day, the main attraction being your appearance before the magistrate's bench, presiding magistrate Sir Watkin Bassett.
Good Lord.
A minor incident, sir.
Really?
Concerning a police constable's helmet and a fountain, sir.
Oh, one of those incidents. Righto, carry on.
You had, with typical ingenuity, escaped any far-reaching repercussions by giving the court an assumed name.
Ah, clever, eh? What name did I give them?
That of your friend Augustus Finknottle, sir.
Gussie? Quick thinking on my part, then.
Very, sir. By coincidence, on the morning afterwards, Mr. Finknottle arrived at your flat in some considerable state of agitation.
Why was that?
Apparently, Mr. Finknottle had developed amorous inclinations towards Sir Watkin Bassett's daughter, sir.
Who? Madeline Bassett?
The same, sir.
Poor chap.
Mr. Finknottle, although by nature rather reticent, was therefore anxious to impress not only Madeline, but Sir Watkin himself.
Tricky. Especially for Gussie, not a man with an inbuilt social flow.
Hardly, sir. Mr. Finknottle's task was not made easier by the fact that he had apparently appeared the previous day before Sir Watkin.
Oh, yes, meaning I had, pretending to be...
Precisely, sir. Mr. Finknottle was therefore compelled to adopt a similar subterfuge and had declared his intention of travelling to Totley Towers home of Sir Watkin, adopting the pseudonym Bertram Wooster.
You mean he...
I believe in common parlance the phrase is tit for tat, sir.
I am flabbergasted, Jeeves. Is this the action of a friend?
Friendship is constant in all other things, save in the office and affairs of love.
So what did I do? Lie low, obviously.
I believe that was your first instinct. Only, unfortunately, this, sir.
What's that?
An item in the Times personal column. May I, sir?
By all means, read away.
The engagement is announced between Bertram Wilberforce Wooster of Berkeley Mansions W1 and Stephanie, daughter of the late Sir George and Mary Byng of Brightham Hall.
Jeeves!
That is what was stated, sir.
Well, I need hardly remind you that Stiffy is the ward of our old friend Watkin Bassett. What kind of reception is that announcement going to get from that quarter? Or from other quarters? Honoria Glossop, to name but several. What on earth did I do?
To Totley Towers, sir.
A flying visit for all of 10 seconds. Tackle Stiffy, give strong peace of mind, and return immediately.
Having first, of course, sensibly adopted the nom de plume Augustus Finknottle.
Ah, good point. Mr. Wooster being...
Being already on his way there in the company of Sir Watkin.
I'm beginning not to like the sound of this plot, Jeeves. So, I hit the open road, did I?
You did, sir.
Away dull care.
Exactly.
Leaving my troubles behind me.
Indeed, sir. I fear those lay ahead.
What's that?
Nothing, sir.